Philadelphia is now hosting an international art festival involving over 300 artists and 80 venues. On this week's News and Views, we look at Philographica and its celebration of the role of printmaking in contemporary art. Today, the idea of a print is so ubiquitous that people may take it for granted, or in any case not think of it as relevant to art. Philographica aims to shatter those attitudes. Its artistic director, Jose Roca, says the 10-week festival highlights the wide use of printmaking techniques employed by contemporary artists.
More than the print in itself, the possibilities that prints allow, like accessibility, dissemination, repetition, multiplicity, those ideas manifest themselves in other practices, and that's what we want to show.
Roca and a team of five curators chose 35 artists for the core exhibition called The Graphic Unconscious. It spread over five venues, including Moore College of Art and Design, the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, Temple Gallery, and the Print Center. Print Center curator John Caperton says visitors may be surprised by the variety of work that encompass some aspect of printmaking.
The range is absolutely amazing, from beautifully crafted things at PAFA to posters that will be on display at the Print Center to wallpaper that you'll see at Moore to video works that are inspired by printmaking traditions at the PMA.
As a second part to the festival called Out of Print, Philographica has chosen an artist to create work with each of five historic institutions, such as the Independent Seaport Museum and the Rosenbach Museum and Library. In over 70 other locations, independent projects are going on. On the next News and Views, we meet some of the artists participating in the festival. You can hear this complete three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. An international art festival is now taking place all over Philadelphia. It involves over 300 artists and 80 venues. On this week's News and Views, we look at Philographica and its celebration of the role of printmaking in contemporary art. The festival showcases works by artists from around the globe. Among them...
I'm Betsabe Romero. I'm coming from Mexico City.
I come from Cameroon. My name is Barthélemy Togo. I have my studio in Paris.
Regina Silveira is my name. I'm an artist that lives in Brazil.
Virgil Marty. I live in Philadelphia.
These artists are among 35 selected by Philographica artistic director Jose Roca and a team of five curators for the core exhibition, The Graphic Unconscious. The curatorial team matched the artists with five Philadelphia art venues, taking into account the nature of the work and the history of the institution. At Moore College of Art and Design, for example, Virgil Marty has created a silvery wallpaper with a pattern that, at first glance, could be floral, but on second look, turns out to be skulls and bones.
I like that sort of delayed aha moment, or that something might flip back and forth between being sort of luxurious and then read as darker or more sinister or more serious.
At Temple Gallery, Barthélemy Togo's installation, using Philadelphia newspapers and photographs of local community leaders, uses art to inspire hope.
We need to give them a positive image. And that is important for the artists, to use the leaders of those community to show like example and to put them inside in huge newspaper, because newspaper make you, me, him famous.
On the next News and Views, we consider the way the nature of this festival fits the history and culture of Philadelphia. You can hear this complete three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Philadelphia is now hosting a 10-week international festival involving over 300 artists. On this week's News and Views, we look at Philographica and its celebration of the role of printmaking in contemporary art. Benjamin Franklin may be among the city's most famous printers, but Philadelphia's long history of printmaking, as well as its active contemporary art community, make it an ideal place to celebrate the print today, says Philadelphia Museum of Art curator Shelley Langdale.
We had the first U.S. Mint here that printed money. The first copy of the Declaration was printed here. Saturday Evening Post and some of those kind of journals were printed here, sometimes with groundbreaking technologies. So from a very sort of traditional and commercial side, there's a long history. And in the last decade or two, increasingly artists who use that medium have been working very much in Philadelphia.
Like other international art exhibitions, Filagraphica is showcasing art from around the world. But unlike many such events, this one takes place in over 80 locations. Artistic director Jose Roca says he wanted to come up with a model that was distinctly Philadelphian.
People ask me, but how come you have 80 different partners? And I say it can be an archive, it can be the Historical Society, it can be the Philosophical Society. So it's a question of not limiting yourself to the usual suspects.
While the core exhibition involves five art venues, in a second component of the festival, called Out of Print, Filagraphica has teamed an artist with each of five historic institutions, including the Independent Seaport Museum, the Rosenbach Museum and Library, the Penn Museum, the Historical Society of Pennsylvania, and the American Philosophical Society. There are also independent projects going on in over 70 other locations. Filagraphica runs through April 11th. You can hear this complete three-part series online at wrti.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.